When the U.S. Supreme Court handed down its now infamous Citizens United decision 2.5 years ago, David Cobb was among the many voices who saw it as a stunning blow to representative democracy in this country.
The Supreme Court has held that corporations are persons with constitutional rights. This legal doctrine known as corporate personhood has overturned health and safety laws, environmental protection laws, worker protection laws, as well as campaign finance laws. The only way to correct such an egregious decision is either another Supreme Court decision or a constitutional amendment.
Pursuing the latter course, Cobb, a Humboldt County attorney, launched a grassroots movement to overturn the popular ruling, called Move to Amend. In part, he says, it's tapping into concerns about the legal concept of corporate personhood that reach back into the late 19th century.
The first time the court ever discussed it was in Santa Clara versus Pacific Railway 100 years ago. It's only been in the last 25 years that the Supreme Court ever held that there was such a thing as commercial speech that was worthy of First Amendment protection.
Abraham Antin, who leads the North Bay chapter of the Move to Amend campaign, says it immediately gained momentum by empowering people like him who were concerned about the issue even before the January 2010 court decision.
Many of these groups and people have been working on this issue around the idea that corporations should and do have the rights of human beings as guaranteed by the Constitution for quite a long time. With the coming of the Citizens United Supreme Court decision that stated very explicitly that corporations can spend as much money as they want on elections and so on because they have these free speech rights and all the rights of human beings, they formed this coalition in order to promote this constitutional amendment, which very clearly would state that corporations are not people, and money is not speech.
Their basic approach, explains Cobb, is to create widespread local momentum for the cause and build on that to pressure local elected officials to join in.
Our strategy is not to start in Washington, D.C., and not to start with the existing Congress. Instead, to start at the local community level and get ordinances and resolutions passed to make it a political issue, so that candidates for local, county, and state, and federal office have to address the question, do you support the idea that corporations are persons with constitutional rights?
2 years on, he adds, the presidential primary season served to both fulfill his worst expectations and to clarify the issue for voters across the country.
What we have seen in the Republican primary process is the corrosive influence of money in elections. And remember that these are just the mechanisms by which hundreds of millions of dollars are being raised and spent without any transparency, any disclosure requirements.
David Cobb will be the featured presenter at a Corporations Are Not People teach-in to be held in Santa Rosa Thursday evening, hosted by the Occupy Santa Rosa Free School Working Group. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.